Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Lexi. Welcome to our Twin X podcast.
Hi.
So happy to have you back. I was just telling you, you were here, like you were one of those early author interviews that I did before the olden times. So, and it's been like 20 years. That's how it feels like.
Right. It feels like it.
It feels like it.
Well, I'm very happy you're having me back. Thank you.
Yeah, I am so excited. You're actually one of my most read authors. So I've been on your backlist because you are the gift that keeps on giving, that gives us like so many books in so many worlds. So
I love to hear that.
So tell us what you've been up to what you've been up to.
So probably the exact same thing as 2018, sitting in this office writing a book. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and
that has not changed,
but you got a couple of new series. So you, Master Mercenaries, had a spinoff right now.
Yes.
You had a couple of spinoffs. You had The Lost Boys and then the same.
This one is called Reloaded.
And then we got the Bayou series, which this is very exciting. So
yeah, which is actually, weirdly enough, a spinoff of Masters and Mercenaries too.
Yeah.
Because it got introduced in a book called Close Cover, but And some of the actual heroine in that book came from an earlier M&M book. So
yeah,
they're all connected.
They were all connected. I were reading it and I was like, wait, hold on. I know this stuff. And I was telling my friends who were starting to read this, which was like, no, you don't understand. Like I had to explain the whole Master Mercenary world, Sanctum world. And I was like, this was a whole like, you know, spies and CIA and gluing around, romance and suspense. I was like, there's a whole world. If you like this world, you can go for this other world and then you can go for this other world.
so. And your friends are probably like, that feels real complex. It's not though. It really isn't. I know it sounds like it's really complex.
It's
real simple.
But it's, and I was like, it's just like once you start binging one, you cannot stop. Like I spent a trip, like literally binging a Master of Mercenaries. Like, cause I started with your Berkeley series, Ruthless, I think it was. I started with that series and then I ended up moving to, I was like, wait, there's the Bodyguards had their own books. And I was like, I didn't realize there was like the whole world. And I literally binged for a month, all whatever book was available, including the cookbooks, including the food books. Like there was like a bunch of books. So
that means I've properly done my job.
Yes. Yes. So, okay. So chat about the Bayou series because you're in book 5, you know, tell us a little about the series and like, what is it all about and what can readers expect from that?
Well, it's very different from the Masters of Mercenaries series because it's less about suspense and more about family and personal drama. Mm-hmm. Although there's a lot of family and personal drama in that, but this just has less, more dogs, less guns.
Yes.
it's set in a small, quirky little Southern town, which I always love, a small, quirky Southern town. If you've ever driven like through the South, there are these really weird places that show up that you can't find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like the Bible bait store and the one of the places that's actually in the Butterfly Bayou series, they talk about, we were driving to Florida and we stopped at this place that was supposed to be a gas station, but if you walked in, it was also a chicken fried steak store with a restaurant inside so that you could sit like and have a really nice meal right beside like the chips that the trucker had walked in to get. And so, yeah, kind of capturing that part of the place that I grew up in was fun for me, but it's got quirky, fun characters in it. And like I said, it's a lot of family drama and,
mm-hmm. It's like a good small town romance. It's so like with family, which just like gets you, you're in this immersed in this world in Louisiana and they're by you, and you're just like this hot humid space where family drama happens and all the and all these different characters come together. So let's chat about Bayou Sweetheart. What is the elevator pitch?
So Bayou Sweetheart is basically I kind of went at it from the standpoint, I actually meant for her to be a reality TV star, but she ended up working better as an actress. But her mom is like pure Kris Jenner. Like her mother, her mom has two girls and she had a bad situation that she was in and she's making the best of it. And I really love the mother because she's really complex. And I know this has gone way over an elevator pitch. Basically, she's a Hollywood star, comes out to film in the Bayou. He is a deputy with the sheriff's department who has like the worst dating experiences ever. Mm-hmm. And they kind of end up falling in together and falling in love. And then the world explodes because of a lot of drama from her past. So,
woo! Yeah. I love this. And so I'm assuming you're a fan of, or you have watched the Kardashians, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, to get a Christmas.
Absolutely. And I love looking at her because the mom in this can come across as a kind of a villain, but I really want people to put themselves in the place she was in when she started this. There's a lot of complexity that goes on in this family that was really about surviving and about, you know, being able to, and now they're in a place where Bren, the heroine, has to make a decision as to whether or not she wants to continue down a road she kind of fell into or start her own thing.
Love this. All right. So what are you working next?
Well, my book that comes out next is actually called Delighted. And it is, they call it a novella, but it's actually 70,000 words. So it's as long as most novels. It's just, I write really long books. Yeah. And it's about a long-term character in my Masters of Mercenary series named Boomer.
Oh, in your book?
Yes. And it is absolutely the happiest book I have probably written in 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
He is the biggest cinnamon roll character. I mean, they call him like the Snow White of the of all military dudes.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he just has the biggest, sweetest heart.
Oh, I love this. Okay. I have a question because your world expands, like there's multiple series, multiple universe. How do you keep track of all the characters, the different missions, the different places, and how do you borrow, because you borrow characters from different series, like they jump around. Like how do you keep
track of this world? I almost always think about like if I'm in a world, I like to play in it. So if I need a lawyer, and I'm in Dallas. I'm like, well, what lawyers do I have in Dallas? And do they fit? Would they, this can be a little cameo instead of just creating a brand new character that I'm going to throw away, which I do at times too, but they often pop back up. The way I keep track is that I have a very smart woman who is my best friend in the whole world and also my editor and assistant. And as she goes through reading, she keeps what we call the Bible, the M&M Bible. And I think it's up to like 400 pages now, something. It's a ridiculous amount of work, but it, you know, it's got a list of characteristics. The characters, if you go in and if your character is red, you're dead. Like, you know who the dead characters are. Yeah. There's a lot of them in that world. It's very dangerous. But she keeps track of things like how many stories are there in the McKay Taggart building, and we keep careful track because we know it's going to come up again.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can imagine, because it's like, it's so intricate. And like, as a reader who's a longtime fan, it's like an Easter egg I read so often. You're like, oh, I know this person. I know this one. You know,
that's the fun though, is that you shouldn't have to have read them all to understand it. Then I haven't done a good job. But if you do know the whole world, I kind of want it to be like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah. You know, they do intertwine. You can watch them, read them separately, but you get this really great experience if you do it all together in the order it was meant to be.
Oh, I love this. And yeah, you had a New York series, you had a Colorado series. Like you have different places, different worlds to pick apart, you know? So I love this. All right. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you gravitate in terms of when it comes to reading?
When I read, I usually read paranormal or fantasy. I know a lot of authors say that they do that just because they don't want to get too influenced while they're writing like a contemporary or romantic suspense. I also just really love paranormal and I really love fantasy.
All right. So someone new to paranormal and fantasy, do you have recommendations for me or for others?
First of all, I would tell you, I just read one by Katie Robert that was really, really cool and very different called the Dragon's Bride or the Beast Bride?
The Dragon's Bride.
That's right.
Yep.
I can tell you all about it, but I can't, titles sometimes elude me. It was really good. And it set up what I think is going to end up being a very interesting series. I love Sarah Moss. Everybody loves Sarah Moss. Everybody's probably already read Sarah Moss, but if you haven't read Sarah Moss, run, read A Court of Thorn and Roses. I love Larissa Ione, who writes a series called The Monica.
Yeah.
I actually think Larissa is very close to, like, in tone to what I write. Mm-hmm. So if you like really, really contemporary, sarcastic, like really easy to read, sometimes paranormal can feel very heavy and hers does not, even though she deals with some of like really dark subjects, it always feels light to me. And then, I would suggest Rebecca Zanetti too.
I love this. And Larissa wrote A Master Mercenary World.
She did.
I did read that. I remember reading. I was like, oh, I need to read more of this. So there was a crossover at one point.
There was. We did the crossover series, which was mostly contemporary authors, but I thought it would be really, really fun to see that particular world in a paranormal world setting. And so, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was like, oh, I didn't realize this. It makes sense. I did. So that was like, you know, just a little Easter egg there. I love this. And Rebecca Zanetti, I love her writing. I think she can do no wrong, you know.
Yeah, she's also one that who is so easy to read and get kind of fall into it. Sometimes the writing style, while it's really great, it can take you a while to get used to it. And those are two authors who you just immediately fall into that story.
Yes, I love this. And Lexi, tell us where you can find you online.
I'm on TikTok. I think I'm at author Lexi Blake. Mm-hmm. I am pretty sure my Instagram is also author Lexi Blake, but I got hacked and had to restart my Instagram. So I have to remind myself. Yeah. The girl who knows all about all that stuff clicked the wrong thing. I clicked the wrong thing and I actually got hacked and they actually tried to hold me for ransom. And I was like, I'll just start again. It was really funny. It was very,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Facebook, at author Lexi, if I get on Facebook, I have a group called Lexi's Literary Universe where we talk about the books and I'm in there all the time posting stuff. And Twitter, I'm author Lexi Blake.
Thank you, Lexi, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It was so good to see you again.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourneextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.